1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
Good afternoon. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. The Cameron Peak Fire in Larimer County has now covered more than 164,000 acres, making it the largest wildfire in state history. Gusty winds topping 70 miles an hour yesterday pushed the fire through dense vegetation and beetle-kill pine. Three people are under arrest in Montrose after a multi-agency drug investigation. According to the 7th Judicial District Drug Task Force, the operation targeted members of a drug trafficking organization responsible for the distribution of methamphetamines. The indictment named Adam Livermore, Jonas Najjar Jr., and Angela Schmidt. The three face drug trafficking and weapons charges. The Beavertail tunnels on I-70 through Debeck Canyon are open. The eastbound tunnel was closed yesterday afternoon after a semi rolled and caught fire near the entrance to the tunnel yesterday afternoon. The eastbound bore finally reopened at 2:15 this morning. Mesa County's first jury trial since the COVID-19 pandemic hit was expected to wrap up yesterday after 2 days of testimony. District Attorney Dan Rubenstein says there's no exception to a speedy trial requirement forcing judges to declare mistrials because they couldn't seat a jury. That move bought 3 months to try and seat a jury again. Rubenstein says there are 10 months of cases now waiting for trials. About 150 District 51 middle school students in the Mesa Math, Engineering, Science Achievement Club are showing off solar cars they've made. They're taking part in a special competition this afternoon. Students designed and built the cars themselves. There's a carnival set up at the Mesa County Fairgrounds. It opens this afternoon for a run through the 25th. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.